This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1810. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially short and medium wave. On this edition recorded January 27th, Alaska, Bermuda, Bolivia, Brazil, Cambodia, Canada, China, Cuba, Germany, Greece, Indonesia, Iran, Korea North, Madagascar, Nigeria, Norway, Oman, Papua New Guinea, Russia, Sao Tome, Sweden, Taiwan, UK, USA, Vietnam, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The 7.1 magnitude earthquake on January 24th was reported in the media to have been located 53 miles west of Anchor Point, Alaska. Although they made no reference to KNLS, unaware that Anchor Point is a world-famous shortwave radio site. So, of course, we wondered whether KNLS would still be on the air or was damaged by the quake. The next morning, I was still hearing it, starting the English broadcast at 14 UT on 9615. Now, any progress on getting their new Madagascar World Voice on the air? They're making a bunch of frequency registrations for the next season, as they've been doing, in the 7, 9, 11, 15, and 17 megahertz bands, as the A16 HFCC conference is underway in Istanbul, Turkey. But still no definite word about when MWV will finally go on the air. Chris Dunn in Florida keeps up with the radio situation in Bermuda. On January 27th, he says, I was told by Ed Kay in Bermuda that AM 1160 BBC relay is back on, but only temporarily. No idea if they're running the full 1 kilowatt or not, but here's one more chance to hear it. One of the best shortwave signals out of Bolivia seems to be having problems. 6134.8. I'm only hearing a hum buzz with no discernible program modulation. Surely on that split frequency it's Radio Santa Cruz transmitter, but out of order. For example, I noticed this January 24th at 0235. Wolfgang Büschel had the same problem earlier. January 18th around 0700. The carrier was on 6134.812. And I was still getting the buzz on another check, January 25th at 02:53, later than it used to be on the air. Apparently, the thing is staying on the air even though it's defective. Via Hardcore DX, Daniel Williams in Brazil reports a reactivation from Porto Alegre, Radio Gaúcha, 6020. Heard January 18th at 10:52 UT with some news. This frequency is occupied in our evenings, if it's on the air then, by China via Albania and Romania, and later on VOA via Sao Tome. However, at the time he heard it, it might be in the clear. It was listed to sign on at 0900. Regarding last week's report of Rádio Record de São Paulo reactivated on 6150, Wolfgang Büschel doubts it. He says it was last reported in May of 2012, according to the Domestic Broadcasting Survey from Denmark. And there have been no further reports of it the past week, since it was reported via a remote receiver in Europe, probably in the morning. Wolfgang Büschel says it may have been the German Hobby Radio Datteln on 6150, but that doesn't explain how it could also be heard on 9505. Dan Sheedy in California reports, Radio Inconfidencia, Brazil, approximately 15190, when he listens on Friday or Sunday afternoons. They have classical music during the 2300 UT hour. Best reception was on January 17th. José Ronaldo Xavier in Brazil also reports it on 15190, January 26th at 10:06, with news and weather a good signal, but some interference from China in English. K Cambodia has been off medium wave for some years, 918 kilohertz. In fact, it's not even in the new World Radio TV handbook. But it is reactivated, according to Alan Davies in Jakarta, Indonesia, via Wolfgang Büschel, who said, "I've just heard it again with a strong signal on January 16th. That's the national radio of Kampuchea, which had been listed only on FM frequencies. It might even be a 200 kilowatt transmitter. However, on 918, there's also a 100 kilowatt listed for Radio Thailand in Bangkok, so be careful." Andy Reid in Ontario tells us he has now a new website, Canadian Radio Directory, listing all the FM and AM stations in Canada, and he pledges to keep it up to date with input from monitors. It is www.canadianradiodirectory.com. Mike Brooker in Toronto says CJRU 1280 is now on the air, also known as the Scope at Ryerson, with regular programming from Toronto's Ryerson University, its successor to CKLN 88.1, whose license was pulled by the CRTC. Power on 1280 is a whopping 99 watts, non-directional, but he says it puts a fair signal into my Midtown Toronto home, the same as the last user of the frequency, CFYZ, the glorified traveler station at Pearson Airport. And there's another new Canadian medium wave station, Sean Axelrod in Manitoba reports hearing, CHRN Montreal on 1610. January 26th at 22:22 Eastern Time, that'd be 03:22 UT 27th. Port-au-Fair signals fitting up and down because there's also CHHA in Toronto on the same frequency. But CHRN is now on the air with Asian programming. And he paralleled it to their website, radiohumsafar.com. Terry Kruger in Florida has been trying to identify something on 1650 with pop and oldies songs under the interference and checked the web stream of CJRS in Montreal. He says, although it's listed as ethnic, mostly Hebrew, their live stream is a nostalgia oldies hybrid, especially French songs in the mix. The ID in French most of the time is CJRS Radio Montreal. Never any commercials. Bernhard Jacek in Edmonton forwards a rather alarming story from the Globe and Mail, January 23rd, headlined, CRTC warned half of local TV stations could be forced off the air by 2020 due to declining revenues. You may want to read the whole story. Antonello Napolitano in Italy says, breaking news, an email message received from China Radio International says they are in financial trouble. We are thankful for your reception report and audio file. We can't send you a QSL card by airmail due to our financial difficulty, but we verify your report as follows in the email. And it's signed by Ying Lian, which, as we know, is not an individual but a collective name for the English language service, as befits a commie country. The Radio Progreso Cuba shortwave relay on 4765 has been having problems. I've been noting its absence, supposedly on the air between 0130 and 0500 UT, but nothing there, January 24th at 239. 24 hours later, it was still off. Nope, there it came back, but it was a very weak signal, much weaker than Reverde on 5025 and off again later in the evening. Radio Havana Cuba has also been showing up on incorrect frequencies, unless they deliberately do that for some reason as a test. John Cooper in Pennsylvania reports to the NASPA flash sheet, 9465, January 21st at 0425 with an ID, doesn't say in which language. I also heard them on 5990, January 21st at 1253 past 1300 instead of the scheduled morning frequency, 6000 kilohertz, where they were by the following morning. And another mistake concerning the CRI English relay via Cuba at 14 to 16 UT on 15700, except on January 25th it was on 15750, back to 15700 the next day. 11670 is supposed to be in English only from 20 to 21 UT from Radio Havana Cuba, so I was surprised to hear it in English at midnight 39 UT January 27th, parallel to 5040. André of Cool AM Radio in the Netherlands has a channel 292 news update. He says the German station has repaired its power supply and should be working again with higher voltage and higher output from February 4th, perhaps, and reports will be wanted on 6070. Last week we had reports that the Voice of Greece had finally gotten two frequencies on the air at the same time, 9420 and 9935. And a third frequency has appeared, according to Ivo Ivanov, 11645 instead of 9935. He was hearing it until 0705 UT, January 22nd, as well as 9420. But the next day, no more 11645. Ron Aaron in California reports RRI Merauke, Indonesia, 3904.94 with Program 1, January 24th, from 1426 until off at 1503. Mostly fair reception with pop songs, some of them in English, including Celine Dion and Elton John. And they sign off with a beautiful Love Ambon, or Pulau Ambon, which means Island of Ambon, a very enjoyable listening, he says, on that date. Using a remote receiver in Qatar, Wolfgang Büschel says Iran's Palestinian service, which is a soundtrack of Al-Quds TV in Arabic on 9895, between 0230 and 0530 UT via the Zahedan 500 kilowatt transmitter, also has spurs on each side, scratchy FM ones, plus and minus about 74 kilohertz around 9818 and 9972. Here's a new clandestine religious program to North Korea, according to the Alex and Ye schedule, Life of the River. And according to Aoki, it's from Living Water Ministry Broadcasting, and it's in the WRTH update, 1530 to 1630, Wednesdays only in Korean on 9650. Transmitter site unknown, but Ivo Ivanov suggests it's from the Radio Veritas Asia in the Philippines. Hard to hear in Bulgaria due to adjacent channel interference and co-channel interference from Romania. It seems that Voice of Nigeria has been inactive for quite a while, from 15120, but that's being heard again as of January 26, says Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. It was in French at 1445 UT. He believes it's the 250 kilowatt transmitter at Ikorodu. However, it went off a sesquiminute later. Torsten Hallmann in Germany, who specializes in Africa, says the French bit at 1445 to 1500 was part of the last known Lagos schedule between 10 and 16 UT, previously on 9690, last heard on September 19th or 20th after a break since June. And he says, I wonder if they really produced all the scheduled daytime programming without airing it at all for months, or if they in fact did broadcast and we did not notice. How likely is it that nobody noticed and reported to the usual DX channels if they broadcast regularly on 7255 between 10 and 16 UT? Should have been audible at least in Southern Europe. But I didn't check very much. Are there any other outlets of Voice of Nigeria we've never noticed? Checking earlier the next day, January 27th, Ivo Ivanov found that VON was again on 15120 between 10 and 15 UT, with English from 10 until 12. However, that collides with Saudi Arabia in Bengali. Wolfgang Büschel said it was heavy interference. Then at 1430, there was dead air, and at 1445 to 1500 in French before signing off. Wolfgang Büschel says this transmitter puts out spurs at multiples of 50 hertz on each side out to 350. And Richard Langley in New Brunswick says the mess from the transmitter seems to extend all the way down to 15096 via the Tevente remote receiver. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1810. Consult our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.com, especially the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, when published, upon which this program is based, number 16-04. Our thanks this week for financial support from Ann Finelli in Elma, New York, who sent a check to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. To the Ontario DX Association, Bilecki István in Hungary reports hearing, Radio Northern Star, Norway on 5895, January 23rd at 0738 in English with Machine Music. An ID is a test transmission. They spelled out an email address and also gave IDs in Morse code for Lima Kilo Bravo and Lima Lima Echo. That particular log does not match the extremely complex schedule for this in the new World Radio TV Handbook update, released in late January but dated February, for 5895 from Radio Northern Star in English and Norwegian. Well, here it is, and it all depends on the day of the week and which hour of the day. From midnight to 02 on Mondays and Fridays, midnight to 4:30 on Sundays, midnight to 10 straight through on Saturdays, 7 to 9 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8 to 10 on Wednesdays, 15 to 17 every day except Wednesdays, 17 to 19 on Wednesdays. And mixed in with this, they have a separate, equally complex schedule on medium wave 1611. The note says Radio Northern Star has, using a test and development license, commenced regular broadcasts. Power not mentioned here, but in the handbook it's only 50 watts. While they were checking out Nigeria on 15120, there were also logs of Radio Sultanate of Oman on 15140. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says January 27th at 1410 in English, 90.4 FM, your nation station, had an excellent signal using the Tweta SDR in the Netherlands. Tony Asher in West Java, Indonesia, thanks to that tip, was also hearing it at 1437. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says on this date, English continued not only after 15 UT, but after 16 UT with a poor signal. Richard Langley checked again, and it was still strong at the Tweta remote at 1635 and was covering 15130 to 15150 kilohertz. English DJ and the Beatles, says Dan Robinson, near Washington, D.C., really crashing in on 15140 at 1740. And Richard Langley says they finally switched to Arabic at 1800 when the signal dropped a wee bit. Besides keeping track of the reactivated One Talk Radio light from Papua New Guinea on 7324.94, Ron Howard in California reports one of the NBC stations on 90 meters, Madang, on 3260 January 26th, from 1154 until off at 1206 with pop songs, DJ in Pigeon, and it suddenly went off the air, also heard January 27th. I'm not sure of the timeline for this, but contrary to last week's notation that the plans to revive shortwave from Yakutsk, Russia on 7295 and 7345 had been deleted from the latest official information. Here it is again, according to Mikhail Timofeyev, 250 kilowatt transmitter, which they hope to reactivate in the spring, perhaps by May, and already this January, the number one branch of RTPTS, the Republic of Sakha Yakutia, is celebrating its 50th anniversary. In IRCA, Tim Trump in West Michigan says he heard VOA Saint-Thomé on medium wave 1530. After several attempts, persistence finally paid off. I've been hearing them sign on at 0300 for the last few nights with their Yankee Doodle interval signal, but the strength was just one notch above imaginary. If I didn't know what to listen for, I'd never be able to pick it out under WCKY Cincinnati. Per a suggestion from Kaz himself last year, I changed things tonight and decided to try phasing the DCAS antenna against a short wire on the ground about 60 feet long and parallel to my north-south DCAS. This knocked down WCKY a bit more than I could achieve by using my remote null pot. With a DCAS switch to the north and phased against the short north-south wire, I pulled it in at 1530 kHz, 0258 UT, and put a clip on YouTube. Hearing that sign-on announcement on a domestic channel was pure DX adrenaline, says Tim Trump. Well, that's certainly the time for everyone to try for it, just before sign-on with Yankee Doodle at 0258 UT on 1530. It might penetrate elsewhere into North America. It is quite high power. Mike Terry forwards news January 21st from Radio Sweden's website. Radio Sweden to cut German and Russian departments in the spring. Of course, they're not talking about shortwave, since that was already abolished over 5 years ago, just webcasting. Explaining the decision to drop Russian and German, the head of Radio Sweden, Ingemar Lifgren, said, German and Russian are a remainder of the old overseas service of Radio Sweden, which no longer fits into our task to reflect the whole diversity in Sweden. Kai Ludwig checked the German version of this report from Swedish radio, and translating it says, it's so much more important to serve the immigrants arriving in Sweden. They decided to focus on Somali, Arabic, Persian, Kurdish, and English. Speakers of German and Russian can be neglected. Kai Ludwig says, thus, all this is already no longer about radio, just about the remains of a former foreign radio service now being swiftly disposed of. Never trust any sweet talk about the great online future of former shortwave radio services. However, I think the following is about a low-power shortwave transmitter in Sweden from Christer Brunström via Pladiax on Saturday, January 30th at 1200 UT. A new special broadcast of the Swedish DX Federation will go out on 6060 kHz. It would be interesting to know if this is audible in Italy. There will be some content in English this time. WRTH Update says about Radio Taiwan International, the Tainan site has been closed and transmissions moved to other sites, and there have been some changes in the English schedule to Asia. At 11 to 12, add 11600. At 15 to 16, add 9465 and 11685. At 16 to 17, delete 6180. A slightly different version from Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. Additional frequencies at 11 to 12, 11600 via an unknown transmitter, but it's in addition to 7445 via Paochung, so maybe also from that site. At 15 to 16, add 11685 to 9465, perhaps from the THS site. As the sun is climbing higher and higher in the midday sky here in the North Temperate Zone, we can expect to have less and less daytime skywave medium wave DX. So now's the time to check if you have some clear channels on your AM radio. For example, January 26th at 1910 on 840, I was hearing WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky, a megameter away with Rush Limbaugh. And another example, WCCO Minneapolis, January 21st at 1931 UT on 830. Several DX publications or websites maintain lists of X-band stations in North America, with the information being updated. There's one in New Zealand DX Times for January, which shows a strange name for the Merced, California station on 1660, KTIQ. It's listed as Radio Anvictio, A-N-V-I-C-T-I-O. I searched on that name and found that the only place it appears is in other X-band lists on the web, suggesting they may copy each other. But it's not a Spanish word. Possibly it could be Latin, but I think it results from someone's mishearing an ID on that station, which has gotten repeated and repeated. KTIQ is known as Radio Amistad Cristiana. So we have been checking all other sources and asking other listeners if they have any information about it. The old Casa Rosa in Illinois, of course, had actually picked it up a few years ago, and then it was known as Radio Amistad Cristiana. Looking at their website, there's no sign of the strange word Anvictio. Someone named Bill in ABDX said it's Radio Bendicion, as in benediction, according to their streaming and their Facebook page. And then Mauricio Molano in Spain checked a webcast, but it seemed to be a different one than the one I heard. And that one also called itself Radio Bendicion, along with call letter IDs for KTIQ and two FM stations. Steve Camp in Sacramento can also hear it directly on 1660 and heard an ID only as KTIQ, nothing about Anvictio. Presumably using a remote receiver, Wolfgang Büschel observes that the Dak Lak Vietnam site of Voice of Vietnam has a couple of transmitters which are on exact frequencies to 30 decimal places, but they also have spurs around them. Voice of Vietnam program 4 on 6020 at 0715 UT with symmetrical buzz on both sidebands, plus and minus 187 and 562 hertz. And two spurious signals at 6006.630 and 6033.370, which are plus and minus 13.37 kilohertz away. The other one is 7210 exactly, which also has spurs at 13.801 kilohertz above and below. That's VOV program 1 from Dak Lak, heard at 0734. Bill Bingham in South Africa continues to monitor very carefully Radio Sana'a to, if not from, Yemen on 11860. He hears it at times we cannot and has noted some seeming breaks in transmission or overlaps with subaudible heterodynes, such as starting at 0110 UT, indicating there may be changes in transmitter sites. It's all very complex and detailed. Read about it in DX Listening Digest. I was pleased to be contacted by Chrissy Cochran of the Global Voice, an internet station in the UK which has been carrying World of Radio for 7 years since its inception. She invited me to be interviewed for her half-hour program, Voices. And that is to be aired as follows from theglobalvoice.info. Friday, February 5th at 1730 UT, Saturday, Feb 6th at 0630, and Monday, February 8th at 1630. It'll also be available on request for a year at the program gallery of the Global Voice. World of Radio times on the Global Voice are Thursdays at 22:30, Saturdays at 06, and Mondays at 17 UT. And while you're there, do check out their complete schedule of other good programs. It's theglobalvoice.info. The propagation outlook from Mulder, geomagnetic field activity unsettled to active through January 30th, February 2nd, 3rd, 7th to 10th, and 17th to 20th, with ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 on January 30th and February 2nd, solar fluctuating between 100 and 110. Peter Coleman in Prague says the geomagnetic field will be active to disturb January 28th. Quiet to unsettled January 29th and 30th, mostly quiet on the 31st. Quiet to unsettled February 1st. Quiet to active on the 2nd and 3rd. And mostly quiet February 4th to 6th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1810.